Maybe I'll just point out some of the people we're not going to get to. Rebbetzin Rivka Levavitz, the wife of the Mirim Mashkiach, Rav Yeruchim Levavitz, is buried here. We're not going to have a chance to really talk much about her because I am somewhat mindful, at least, of people's time, and we've been here a while already. I do want to talk a little bit about the Maitreter Eloi. He's hard to find. He's all the way in the brush, like in the back corner over there, and it's a two flat, you know, like we saw before, the on the ground tombstones. I'm not going to call it flat. They're not flat. They like come up to an angle. The Maitreter Eloi and his wife. Who was the Maitreter Eloi? So I had never heard growing up of the Maitreter Eloi. I remember my early admissions here in yeshiva. There was a boy in the class. I don't know where he is now, but there was a boy in the class, Naftali Palachek, and he said his name, Palachek. He was a boy from maybe Binghamton or somewhere upstate. So it was his name, Palachek. But whenever he'd say his name to any of the Rebbeim in yeshiva, they were like Koreo Mishtachave. Like all of a sudden, like, you know, oh, Palachek. He was an anacle of the Maitreter Eloi, Rav Shlomo Palachek. Rav Shlomo Palachek was born in a town, can you guess the name? Of Mechit, and he was an Eloi at a young age, that's the name, Mechit Eloi. He came to Valazhin at the age of 12. The Netziv, when he saw this Bachar come into Valazhin, he said, did anyone prepare a crib? Why is there a 12-year-old in Valazhin? He couldn't believe that there was a 12-year-old that someone would thought would be worthy of coming to Valazhin. The second youngest person in Valazhin was 4 years older than him. And even that, and probably the next youngest person was another 2-3 years younger. You know, so he was way, way younger than everybody else. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik tested him, at the end. And because he was told what a Baal Kishron he was, and Reb Chaim named him the Maitreter Eloi. Reb Chaim, after testing him, said, this boy is an Eloi. I've never seen a brain like this. He called him the Maitreter Eloi. You have to understand what that means in Valazhin. I once gave a Haggadah shir about Rav Zelig Bengis. Rav Zelig Bengis learned in Valazhin, was also, I think he also was called an Eloi. There were very few, it was a title that you had to earn in Valazhin. You didn't get that title easily. Like, if you were really, really one of the top, like in the top 10% of the Valazhin or yeshiva, you'd be called a quarter Eloi, a quarter Eloi. If you were maybe top 2%, you were a chatzi Eloi. Like, Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer was a chatzi Eloi when he was in Valazhin. He made it. He made it to be a chatzi Eloi. To be called an Eloi in Valazhin, it's hard to imagine a class system like that in our yeshivas, but that's what it was. And he was given the title of Eloi at a very young age. They say if he would doze off in the middle of Shir, Reb Chaim would right away ask him for a svara, and he would say like the most brilliant svara, like he'd just wake up into like the most brilliant svara. His mind was lightning quick. His godless was not only in his mastery of Kala Torah Kula, which Reb Chaim put him on a regiment of 10 blot of Gemara a day and tested him for 5 hours at the end of every week, for 5 hours every Friday. Reb Chaim would personally give him a bechina, you know, on the 50 blot that he was supposed to cover that week. If you could imagine what that was like for a 13-year-old, to go through. His bar mitzvah was in Valazhin. He had to speak in front of the whole Valazhin yeshiva. He was obviously naturally a little nervous to do so. He was probably the only student that ever had his bar mitzvah in Valazhin. Rav Chaim gave him Mar Makomos on the Sugyan Bab Basra and said, now prepare a shir and give your bar mitzvah pshatel based on those Mar Makomos. And the Rav Chaim was, of course, as everyone else was, absolutely blown away by his shir. Rav Chanan Wasserman wrote in a letter in 1929 after the Maitreter passed away that he personally heard from Rav Chaim about the Maitreter Eloi in 1896. That 30-something years earlier, Reb Chaim was talking about the Maitreter Eloi, and he said, "Azam Mishuna Dika Eloi, the world's never seen a Mishuna Dika Eloi, like I've never seen a Mishuna Dika Eloi of this nature." Of course, obviously, that's something that's very difficult to model, to aspire to. We're not all geniuses, but B'makom Gadluso Shama Tamotze Anvasnuso. He was known as an extremely humble person. Whenever there were Gaonim that would pass through Valazhin, and they would always look for the Maitre d'Eloi to introduce to these Gaonim, he would hide, because he knew that they would look for him and try to show him off. So he would hide. He didn't want to be seen in that way. When Rav Itzel Panovitcher came through town, he was hiding the whole time. And Rav Chaim said, "Where were you?" He said, "I know that Rav Itzel Panovitcher is a Gaon, but it doesn't make a difference what he thinks of me. I know that he's a guy, and I know that I can look up to him." So he was a Rebbe in Rabbeinu Yitzchok Elchanan. He came to New York, and he was a Rebbe in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchok Elchanan. He passed away at a very young age. When he passed away very suddenly, it was a big shock to the community, and who could possibly replace the Maitre d'Eloi? So that's where they recruited Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the son of Rav Chaim. How else can you get someone to replace the Maitre d'Eloi? He once, the story goes, was watching mesmerized as when the early campus of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchok Elchanan was on East Broadway. The campus in Washington Heights, the new big building, what they call now the MTA building, was consecrated, I think, right at the beginning of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, when Rav Moshe Soloveitchik came to the yeshiva. So the early, on East Broadway, he was watching children playing ball. And everyone was wondering what's going through the Maitre d'Eloi's mind. You know, when he didn't have a childhood. When he was 12 years old, he was learning in Valazhin all day long. So he commented, you know, that he lamented that he never had a childhood. He said, "You know, we were never given such pleasures growing up in Europe. We never got to play ball as children. Maybe if we would have played sports, I guarantee you we would have been the same Talmidei Chacham we are today, but we also would have enjoyed childhood a little bit also." So a healthy reminder that children need to be children also, and that you hear these stories about these gedolim at a young age. Children need to be children, they need to play, and that's part of the development of a child. They say that they once asked Rav Eliashiv, one of the Israeli bachurim, I don't know if it was in Kol Torah, or one of the yeshivas where there were Americans and Israelis, asked Rav Eliashiv, "How come when the American bachurim come, they know nothing? They're so much worse than the Israeli Bachrim, but by the time they leave, they're just as good, if not better, than the Israeli Bachrim." And Rav Eliashiv said, "Because the American Bachrim play when they're little boys. The Israeli Bachrim play when they're older." You know, so you get it out of your system, you play when you're a little boy, and that's healthy for a person. The Maitre d'Eloi, his mind couldn't be stopped. He was a self-taught mathematician. He was well-read in philosophy and medicine. In fact, his children became doctors and mathematicians and whatever. He was really the first world-renowned Rosh Yeshiva on American soil. When he died, it wasn't Rav Moshe Soloveitchik that replaced him. It took a while till they got Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Rav Shimon Shkop came to America in between, and Dr. Revel at the time, asked Rav Shimon Shkop what he needed, and he said he was here to raise funds for the Grodno Yeshiva, and he said, "How much do you need?" He told him how much he planned on raising, and he hired him. He said, "Yeah, I'll give you that as a salary if you say Shir in Rabbeinu Yitzchok Elchanan." So Rav Shimon Shkop said Shir in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchok Elchanan for 2 years, and that was the bridge but that was to fill a gap, because the Maitre d'Eloi was gone. That was the bridge between the Maitre d'Eloi and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Gedolei Olam, I remember Rav Aaron Kahn always told us when we were Bachrim in the yeshiva to appreciate who walked through these halls, who graced the halls of this yeshiva. That Rav Shimon Shkop, you know, was a, by the way, Rav Shimon Shkop's son is buried here also. That's another, it goes on and on, just in terms of who's buried mamish within our Dalet Amos. I guess right now we'll say Kapitel Kuf Chaf Aleph.